Good evening. How is everyone? Can you hear me? I want to ask a favor. Well, I'm not going to ask a favor of anyone in front of Jeff and Amy. Everyone else that is behind Jeff and Amy, Jeff and Amy, raise your hand again. If I could get you to move this way, as close to where, at least where Jeff and Amy are, if it's too much of an inconvenience to go all the way to Jeff and Amy, I totally understand that. But begin to get a little bit closer. And there's some reason for that. How many have adjusted and like the chairs, the way the aisles and the way we did it, changed it to? Got one, two? Okay. Got one back here that likes it. You like it the way it is?
Yes, it's great now.
Why do you like it the way it is, Jacob?
It brings everybody closer together. Makes it feel like a family.
Okay.
Easier to roll the camera.
For those that are moving cameras, it is definitely easier to roll the camera. How many were here Sunday? Heard Dusty speak. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit, but I got to listen to it. It was awesome, incredible. I am so excited about tonight, and we are doing something just a little bit different. I am not going to be teaching or preaching tonight. We're going to really get into some worship, and what does that mean? What does that entail? And one of the reasons we changed the chairs the way that we changed the chairs was because Pastor Buren wanted it to be a little more intimate. He wanted it to be. He knew that we were going to be talking about worship, and whenever you talk about worship, you're really talking about a relationship with God. And having a personal relationship with God. And your level of intimacy is dependent upon who? Only you. Because God has said, when you seek, you will find. When you knock, the door is going to be open. Is there a ringing or is it just me? Is it? Okay. If it's just me, I got real troubles. But he is going to be there all for you, every 100%, because he is given Holy Spirit that is inside of you. Okay? Now, we've talked a lot, especially on Wednesday nights with Dr. Ralph, and thankfulness, gratefulness, appreciation, and praise. And the importance of that. And I don't want to diminish that in any form or fashion. But in a relationship with God, a relationship is two ways. If all I did is talk to Jim and I never let Jim talk to me, he wouldn't like me very much. And so, but Jim and I have a great relationship because I like to listen and talk to Jim. And Jim, I think he's told me he likes to listen and talk to me. And so, in a relationship, have you ever been in a relationship before and it just kind of was just blah? Just kind of got to the point where it just needs to go to another level. It needs to go, you know, this is all there's going to be to this relationship. It's fine, but I'm not going to put any time into this. I'm not going to put any energy into this. And what Pastor Buren is really sensing and feeling is that he feels as though Eagle's Way is on the verge of another level in that relationship with God. See, nothing is changing about what we feel as though the purpose of the church is. And the purpose of this church is to have a relationship with the Lord, have a relationship with one another. And then when you find a place to serve, whether it's in this house or whether it's in the community or wherever it is that you're serving, and you're sharing what you're learning, you're going to touch people's lives. But worship is designed for that relationship to go deeper. Sometimes you have to do things out of the ordinary, out of the normal, to give a kickstart or to whatever it may be. In your marriage relationships, sometimes you need to get away for the weekend. With your children, sometimes you need to take that vacation where you kind of unplug and you do some things with just with them. And so the next 3 or 4 weeks, starting last week, last Sunday, that's what we're wanting it to be, is kind of a kickstart in your relationship and in your intimacy with the Father. And what does that mean? How many here are hand raisers? Raise your hands during worship. Okay, Joey's two of them. Okay. Do you have to lift your hands in worship? No, and I know Dusty talked a little bit about this Sunday, and she showed a cute little video about the types of hand raisers there are. And I know she talked about the surrender aspect of it, of giving all that you are. See, in the scripture it says, in my Father's house there are many rooms, or there's many mansions, depending upon what version you're talking about. And I really believe it's talking about Father's house is where Jesus lives. And in the area of your heart, there are lots of areas and there's lots of rooms. And I believe when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you make that decision to follow Christ, that's huge. But that is a beginning, and you give him all that you know of in your heart to give him at that time. But have you ever been to a museum or to a mansion or to some place and there's like rooms upon rooms, and you go through this room and wow, there's rooms inside of these rooms? And sometimes you don't even realize there's areas of your heart that you've not totally given over. And when you realize that, when there's a realization, it's a process at that time of giving that to him. So I get to sit on the stage during worship. Now I promise I'm going to turn my mic off so that you don't get to hear me sing. But one of the things, some of you have heard this before, some of you haven't, but one of the reasons that it's a little more louder in this room than some people enjoy, or than it may be on whatever church on First Baptist Street or whatever it may be. First Baptist was generic, okay? First whatever church, okay? From that traditional aspect of it, has anybody ever heard me sing on Sunday morning? You have? Oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. The reason I sing the way that I sing is because I really feel as though nobody can hear me. And so it lifts my inhibitions to worship because I feel as though I can, and I'm not, if I really thought you could hear me, I wouldn't sing like this. So tonight, and we're going to take some time to talk in between each song, but the lyrics of the songs are really, really more important than the sound of the song. Okay? Now, granted, if you're talking with David and talking with Jacob, they don't want lame music. It's got to sound good. And aren't we glad for that? That we want that, we have people that want it to sound good. The quality of musicians that we have that are giving of their time and their talents, it's huge. But a lot of time even goes into what song is sung when, because of the flow and the key changes. We have a few folks that think we have it too dark in here. But all we're trying to do for a time of worship is create an atmosphere. If you're in a place where you have an atmosphere that the inhibitions are low, then someone may slip their hand up because they're a little more comfortable for that. For those of you that have no trouble for it, you raising your hands frees other people to raise hands. You bowing. Some people, you've seen people in the middle of worship, they'll come to the altar and they'll kneel. The focus has got to be on Christ. And as you're focused on Him and the relationship, then you can allow the lyrics to minister to you for where you're at. You can allow the presence. I remember, I can go right back right now to summer camp with 10 teenage kids in a room singing with one guitar playing. And sense the presence of the Lord. And that is what worship is about. And so, we're not going to tell you got to stand tonight. If you want to stand, stand. If you're the only one standing, it's okay. We're not going to tell you got to raise your hands, but if you want to raise your hands, raise your hands. If you want to bow at an altar, if you want to kneel at your chair, what I do encourage you to do is to do something outside of your norm for your kickstart in that relationship. How many would like to go to another level with God? No hands? Okay. The choice of that is yours. So let's worship Him tonight.
The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. Evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all the Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflow in this place. Fill our hearts with your love. Your love surrounds us. You're the reason we came to encounter your love. Your love surrounds us. Atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord. is He. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflow in this place. Fill our hearts with your love. Your love surrounds us. You're the reason we came to encounter your love. Your love surrounds us. Overflow in this place. Fill our hearts with your love. Spirit of God, fall fresh on us. We need your presence. Your kingdom come, your will be done here as in heaven. Spirit of God, fresh on us. We need your presence. Your kingdom come, your will be done here as in heaven. Spirit of God, fall fresh on us. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. A miracle can happen now. For the the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here.
If you need scriptures to read about praising and worshiping, Psalms is huge. I encourage you to read a bunch of Psalms. But chapter 18, verse 49 says, "For this, O Lord, I will praise you among the nations. I will sing praises to your name. You give great victories to your king. You show unfailing love to your anointed, to David and all the descendants forever." Guess who's the descendants of David? We are. I introduce you to somebody, and you may know him or think you know him. But this guy sitting beside me right now, and if you knew him, how many years ago did you start? Six?
Keep singing?
Yeah.
5 or 6.
About 6 years ago. To where he is now, you don't even know him. He's not even the same person. What he has allowed God to do in his life. And for Brandon, it just happens to be because of worship or through worship that he has expressed his way of giving. See, everybody needs to give in some form or fashion. Serve in some way. Brandon volunteers his time to sing. Matter of fact, just found out a minute ago, he could be in New York at a Giants-Yankees game?
Giants-Mets
game. Sorry. New York, I thought Yankees. It's not quite that time yet, is it? And they could win, and he could be with some of the players on the team. And relatively cost you almost nothing. Other than a lot of sleep, baby. And so being here tonight is not the only factor involved in him not going. But it was a major factor. He had committed to being here. He knew that three songs were dependent upon it. And he's given of himself. And I've asked Brandon just to share just a little bit before he sings his next song.
Absolutely. It's actually a pleasure to do this. Like you said, 5 or 6 years ago, I never would have thought that I would actually be in this scenario. Grew up in church. My grandfather was a pastor at Crestview Baptist Church. I went there for years and years and years, and I just want to talk to you a little bit about worship and what it means to me. Growing up Southern Baptist, I can't say that I had the biggest grasp on worship. You know, they have the hymn of invitation. They have different things. But I can't say so much that in times of worship that I felt God's presence as I did at one point in my life, and I'll tell you where that was, is that when I was older in high school and went to college, some things, you know, took a turn in my life where things didn't go as planned, right? And that happens. And I felt as though that running away from God was the right thing for me to do. And I was doing that. And I'll never forget, and I don't talk to Kristen, my stepsister, much about this, but she invited me to go up to, I think it's North Point Church with Louis Giglio, who used to have this 722.
And that's it.
For young adults, single adults. And I remember going with Kristen and some of her friends that I thought, you know, they were really cool, nice people. And for the first time that night in years, I felt the presence of God like I had never felt before. And honestly, I think that was a turning point in my life. When I realized worshiping God, and when I felt His presence there. So fast forward to coming here to Eagles Way, and it's meant so much to be up here in praise and worship, because I feel as though that's the time, and we're just saying the atmosphere is changing, that's when you can feel His presence the most. Not that I haven't when Bjorn's preaching, because I'm going to tell you right now, I have. A few years ago, there was this moment when I just felt God's overwhelming presence here, right here in this room. But, you know, I've learned that it's not... When you come in here to worship, you got to clear your mind. You know, I've came in here before, and I hate to say this, but, you know, Lindsay and I may have gotten in a little argument that morning. And, yeah. And I've came in here and sang the songs and went home and was like, you know, I didn't have my heart right. And when we sit here and worship, if you just allow God to come out of you, because He's right here, right? He's not somewhere out there somewhere. And yeah, He comes here in this room, but He's right inside of you. And when you just feel His presence, you can have the most amazing, amazing time of worship. Raising your hands, I never thought I'd do that. Southern Baptist, we didn't even clap. I remember talking at lunch about if so-and-so clapped during a song. And, you know, that was like, oh, no, they didn't do that, did they? But that was truly something that I grew up with. And when I just began to receive His presence inside of me, inside this church, not just inside this church, but with me all the time. And Will's right. I am a 100% changed man from 6 years ago. And I'm very thankful that I come in here and get to do this on the Sunday mornings that I do. Tonight, I have a little more anxiety than normal. We didn't practice before. We came out, and for some reason, I have a little anxiety, but I'm going to release that right now.
Yes.
And we're just going to worship God. So if you want to stand or you want to stay seated, we're going to sing another tune.
How do I say thank you, Lord, for the way that you love and the way that you come for all that you've done and all that you'll do. My heart pours out. Thank you. You don't have to come, but you always do. You show up in splendor. Change the whole room. You don't have to come, but you always do. You show up in splendor. How do I say thank you, Lord, for the life that you gave and the cross that you bore, for the love you poured out. Ransom. this thankful song. You don't have to come, but you always do. You show up in splendor and change the whole room. You don't have to come, but you always do. Yes, you show up in your splendor.
Thankfulness, gratefulness, appreciation, and praise. It's the foundation that we're learning, that everything can channel through that, and when it channels through that, it changes the way you look at things, the way you think about things. I have the greatest job in the world. I get to be around people that are working to improve the quality of their life through their relationship with God all the time. Whether it's you coming here on Sunday or Wednesday, or whether it's a counselee or a life coach mentee coming through the office, or just I get to sit with Pastor Buren and Dr. Ralph and talk and bounce things off of. And it makes who you put yourself with and around is huge. It helps to create your world. And one of the people that I get to do life with happens to be one of my wife's best friends. And I have gotten to watch as how iron has sharpened iron. Personality versus with personality, and feelings with feelings, and sometimes they're really good and sometimes they're not really good. One of the things I love about Eagles Way is you don't have to pretend to be somewhere you're not. That wherever God has you, that's where you are. But we never want to be satisfied with staying there. And Dusty has been an example to all of us for years. When she was living in Oklahoma, she still had a hand on things that were going on a weekly basis because of her relationship with her father and the messages and talks with that. And when she moved here, getting involved in worship and that was 8 years ago?
Moved back 2010.
So 6 years ago. And she is not even what she came then, and she's not now what she was then. I remember a Sunday or two that where people were like, Dusty singing, I love her spirit, but ooh, that note she hit. But you know, in the last 2 years, I haven't heard that said. And that's just being real, and this is home, folk. This is just kind of honest, okay? Dusty, you're a good singer. You're a good singer. But the spirit of what comes through somebody, that when they minister and they sing, or they minister and they speak, some of you don't realize how good you got it here. Not every house in the city is like this. And the quality of what's being imparted to you, the quality of what you're hearing, of the players on this stage. So I've asked Dusty to share. She goes, well, I just shared Sunday. I said, I know. To share something personal.
Hard to, like when we sing that song, the very first line, and I shared a little bit Sunday from that song, is how do I say thank you? And it is so hard for me to say that to my Savior, to God, to say how do I say thank you and not just flood with emotions. And I have worshiped him through very difficult times. I can remember, gosh, it was 14 years ago now, I was pregnant with John Henry, and that's right when his dad left. And I remember saying, I'm going to take a sabbatical, I'm going to take some time off. And immediately God spoke to me and said, worship me through this. And you know, when we worship him through this, you know, like I shared this past Sunday, that's where we fight our battles, that's where we win our battles. And even though the ending to my story wasn't what I had prayed for, worshiped through for, he still worked everything for my good. Do you know what I'm saying? It's still. And so when I think about all the times that I've been up here and I've worshiped through a really hard season, and I don't know, just it's like, or even when I'm worshiping through a good season and victories and good times, it's like my whole week, I try to take time throughout the week to be thankful, to get right perspective, to have those moments. But when I come in here and I enter into his presence in this kind of worship, it's like everything that has built up throughout the week suddenly comes to this, I don't know, it's like with the wave, you know, right when the wave breaks, you know, when the waves are coming, and it's like this buildup, and God shows me this, and I may have dipped down a little bit here, but that way, it's like that's where the crest just breaks when I come here, and that's just the coolest part of worship to me, is when I get in here, and it's like, man, we've, like God and I, we've been together all week, but man, it's just like, bam, just his presence just overwhelms me. And you know, lyrically, sometimes a lyric will, you'll get a new revelation of a lyric. And just to share some good news with you, back in July, you know, our good friend Mike Thompson found out he had his cancer had spread to his bones. And I remember that very Sunday after singing the song, we're going to sing it later, Great Are You, Lord. And in it, it says, what is the talks about his bones and the bridge? These bones will sing. And it says, these bones will sing, Great Are You, Lord. And I remember specifically singing those lyrics with him in my mind and visualizing healing. These bones. And I had, and I just kept saying, these bones. And I kept saying, Mike Thompson's bones will sing. And that just healing just kind of flowed. And I think, Jennifer, we were all up here, and that's kind of, we talked about that right before we sang it. And today I get a text message from Mike Thompson, and it's a screenshot of just his medical paperwork, and on it is written remission. And, you know, it's just like, you know, what, 3-4 months ago, he's being told, this is it. You may have 12 months. And we just decided he still came in here and he still worshiped through it. We still worshiped. And to get that man remission, it's like, God, how do I say thank you? And one of my favorite verses is, better is one day in your house than 1,000 elsewhere. And this next song is Ever Be, as your praise will ever be on my lips. And it's just a joy. It's a joy to continually sing his praises, to continually give him thanks, to continually win our battles in worship, to continually celebrate our victories, to continually go through hard things together here, and continually win those things together here. So we're going to sing this next song, Ever Be, and I'm going to sing it with even more gratitude for that awesome text I got today, and I know you guys are excited to hear about it too. So, sing it with us.
Your life is devoted like a ring of solid gold, like a vow that is tested, like a covenant of old. And your love is enduring through the winter rain and beyond the horizon, with mercy for today. And faithful you have been, and faithful you will be. You pledge yourself to me, and it's why I sing your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. lips, your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my
piece of paper that sits on my computer, and I read it every day, and it reminds me, it says, the greater the thing you live for, the richer life becomes. There's no one greater than Christ. What he's done, creation, the God that created us. Romans 12:1 says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let your bodies be a living and holy sacrifice. It means you got to use them, got to do things, go places, lift the hands, bend the knee. The kind he will find acceptable, this is truly the way to worship him. And I tell you, Lauren and Shane have been, How long you been? You guys been here?
3 years.
3 years now. And there's nobody busier. When you have two under the age of five, two under three or four now. And on stage practicing at 8:15 in the morning, on a Sunday morning, and two little kids already running all around, and Jacob got the whole babies back there in the sound booth. But giving of their time and their talent, they're both so talented. And I could go on about everybody, but I've asked Lauren to share a little bit what God's doing in your life about worship.
I listened to a podcast fairly recently that mentioned God made us so intricately and so integrated that sound waves can move into our ears and fluid would come out of our eyes. And that is what music has always done for me. Everybody has different preferences and styles, but music travels through my bones and moves the deepest parts of my soul. And I have notes here. Being engaged in your spirit and mind isn't always necessarily portrayed physically. It looks like a lot of different things. I'm not anxious. I don't have anxiety. I'm not restless, which is funny that those are lyrics of this song, but I just tend to not be able to get enough of things. I'm very excited all the time. So me celebrating life looks like jumping up and down and dancing and being crazy, while for someone else it might be sitting with your arms crossed and just observing the room. Same amount of fun, just looks a heck of a lot different. Watching other great worship bands like Hillsong, Elevation, Worship, Bethel, and seeing those people on stage and just feeling in my spirit, not even being in the room, that every one of those people on the stage are engaged. Everybody is bought into that moment. They're totally sold out for what the Holy Spirit is doing in that moment, and nobody looks like they ate an onion sandwich or is looking at their phone or is bored. Seeing the hands raised in the audience does the same thing for me that the music does in my ears. It just moves me. If I'm up here leading worship and I open my eyes and see someone at the altar or see other people responding in tears or your hands are up, I'm done. I just lose it. I mean, the lyrics of the song are enough to get through leading worship and creating and facilitating an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to move. But there are some visual things and some sounds that just move me, and I just, my dream career would be to lead worship, and I'm just saying that out loud and putting it out there in the universe, just because I can't get enough of it. So that's why we do this. We want you connected in Jesus, connected in worship to Jesus, and that encounter and the connectedness is where the engagement happens. Not engaged in him, then what's the point? We're here to truly be engaged with God and to be ourselves in front of him, whether it's your eyes are closed, your tears, or you're quiet, or your hands are raised, or you're dancing, or you're not, whether it's solemn or loud. It can be a lot of different things, but you feel it in your soul that it's happening, that the Holy Spirit is here. And I'm glad Will mentioned earlier, when you seek, you will find. It's the same worship. When you show up ready to see him and feel him move, you're going to experience that encounter with him. Like you said, you can get engagement in any setting, whether it's five people and one dude on a guitar who can't hear himself, or whether it's in this room, what we are creating here, or whether it's at a Hillsong concert. You can see it anywhere. The purpose is to worship Jesus and to be who you are in this environment and bring him praise for the life that he's breathed into you and for the healing that he's brought into your life and for the joy that he's given you. I love this song. I love the anthem that it is. I love that it's a praise to God while it's affirmations for me personally and myself, and read the lyrics as affirmations for yourself. And
find God in these moments. He's here. Make that connection.
Thank you.
God has started something new inside of you tonight. You just want it to grow and to expand. And how do you allow it to expand? You dwell on it. You embrace it. You hold it in your thoughts. You hold it in your mind. This is going to be the last song for the evening, and I'm going to open the altars if you want to come to the altars, if you want to stay where you're at. But when the song is over, at some point, the lights are going to come on, but there's not going to be a formal dismissal. Because even though we've tried to create an atmosphere with some lighting, and we've toned it back a little bit to give a little bit of different mood tonight, it's about you and God. You and Christ and your relationship with Him. And worship is the key. And if it's impacted you at all, I encourage you to be here on Sunday morning using your gift or your talent and come in prepared and ready and engage right away. Because if you do that, those beside you will do that. And this will change to that next level.
Die.